Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we've got our favorite butcher, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, in the studio with us. And we've been talking a little bit about how to properly field dress your animal. Tim, I want to wrap that up a little bit with if I wanted to get round steak off one, or if I wanted to get a nice loin chop or something, that animal's anatomy is a lot like a cow, right? I mean, I can go to the different parts of... Is there such a thing as venison bacon?
Well, the venison bacon properly would come off the ribs, and there's not enough meat on the ribs to make bacon out of.
You can't even make ribs out of them.
So, So could you take a hunk of, let's say, the round steak, that back leg meat, and make venison bacon out of that? Absolutely, you could. It'd be very lean, so you'd have to, I'll say, have a little bit of bacon to put in the pan, so you'd have enough grease to fry it.
This is an exercise in futility, okay?
Right.
I think, Chop, you should know better than anybody. Why are you messing with bacon, dog?
I know.
Why are you messing with bacon?
I was just thinking, because the rest of it is just like it, but there are some things, my point was going to be, there are some things that the wild game doesn't have that a domestic animal does.
Yeah.
True, right?
That's true.
So,
yeah.
You are
the guy that came up with the first tofu recipe for the show.
I understand. Right. So we've got round steaks on the hindquarters, the hams, you referenced them earlier.
Yeah.
Right, as a ham. And sometimes you can take those, bone them out, and make a chunk of meat. You know, we're big when we smoke pork. We use shoulders.
Yep.
Can you do that with the front shoulder of a deer? It's not like pork where it's got that big layer of fat on it, though, right?
That's correct. So two things I would do. Number one, I would bone it out.
Okay.
Definitely.
And just my opinion, I'm not a real lover of cooking venison down the flavor that comes off the bone. Unlike
Say that
beef.
Again?
And so I don't care for the flavor that comes out of the bone of venison. So if you
so
did
you like, the
like
bone
a
bone out of it.
I like the bone out of
right.
it.
Right. So can I interject just for a second here? What do you think about this? And I like his question. And I also want to try this year. Maybe I'll finally do it. I've been thinking about doing it, but what do you think about taking that piece of meat Job's talking about and corning it?
That would come out great. So corning it, which you want a lean piece of meat anyway.
And
so
that piece of meat's
front shoulder of the deer. There's a lot of
tough.
Yeah.
There's still junk going on.
Well, there's still a lot of connective tissue, which with the pig makes it such the great perfect tool to do a pulled pork. Product is all that connective tissue is flavor. But the flavor in that connective tissue in the deer, some guys say, well, I want to get all that silver skin off. Well, to me, it's more important to get it off the bone.
You'll be retired by the time you get it all off.
Yeah, in that shoulder meat. But you were asking about smoking that shoulder. What I would do, take that shoulder, bone it out, and if you have, you know, some meat string, or even if you didn't want to tie it back together, leave it kind of laying opened up. Then I would get some pork fat, put that on top of it to smoke it so you can get some fat to run down through it.
Okay.
Then I think that'd come up pretty damn good.
But if you're going to make some corned beef out of venison, so it'll be corned venison, isn't that the piece that is often used?
Usually they'll use would be off that back ham, as
so
I call it.
It's
or the round steak. So basically, if you're listening, it'd be your thigh meat. So if you were sitting in the easy chair on your lap, that top muscle meat on your thigh.
You pick that one? Because there's less connective tissue?
Yes, and then traditionally in like a corned beef or pastrami, they're using the
nicer,
round.
Yeah. So,
and it's
so
solid
in other words,
muscle
that front
meat.
Piece should be saved for grinding.
Yeah, I would say grinding.
So you
the shoulder.
Take,
yes,
the
so
shoulder
you,
meat.
So you don't have to take all that silver skin out. You can just grind it up.
Yeah.
And that's, I think... I'd have to say that's a great idea, because I always struggle with all that silver skin too when I'm making jerky or whatever.
Yep.
And that's something we can talk about briefly too if you want to opine on venison jerky. But I've screwed up plenty of it trying to get it perfect. I've come to the point where I just say, just use the crummy meat, leave the silver skin alone, because here's what happens. That silver skin just shrinks up, and you can pull it off when it's smoked.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. So, yeah, you can get it out of there. So, my opinion, if I'm going to eat like a chop, you know, so the basic cuts I would use, pull the back straps out, is going to be the chop. obviously the inside tenderloins, and if you want some steak meat taken off the back leg, off the thigh, everything else I'm going to grind. I'm going to make a venison burger. Or although one dish in my youngest daughter, she absolutely loves, if I was going to take some of the front shoulder meat to use as stew meat, so it's a barbecued venison and rice. Oh. And basically you're taking pieces of stew meat, brown it up, and then you'll cook that down. I always put some onions in there. Whatever your favorite barbecue sauce is, have it swimming in there like gravy.
So you're not going to worry about the silver skin either, are you?
Nope, nope. And so put that in. You're going to finish cooking that in the barbecue sauce.
Almost like a crock pot thing.
Yeah, but the meat, I mean, it's swimming in the sauce like gravy. And then you're going to take that mixture when it's done and serve it over white rice.
Right.
And the blandness, or noodles, but we always do rice. And the blandness of the rice really takes in, I'll say, the tartness of your barbecue sauce. Son of a biscuit eater, does that come out good.
Wow.
So my youngest daughter, Dad, please get a deer. We need venison and rice.
And if you go to Sobey Meats, you can find American Stockyard barbecue sauce, which...
Yes.
Is like our favorite.
Yep.
Apple.
Especially the apple.
Harvest apple.
Yep.
Job loves that apple.
Man. Yeah. Especially on pork.
I like all of them, but they've got the blues. They've got the Memphis, which is really good.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. My mom used to can that. And I've also kind of.
Canned venison?
Yeah. I've kind of threatened to can some this year. I'm thinking it'd be a good year to take two so I can actually can some up because I'm in a canning mode.
Yeah,
I just saw beets at the market last night, and it's like my daughter loves pickled beets,
yep.
Maggie, and she's going to give birth here in about a month. So if I'm going to get her to help me do some canning, I got to get that.
Get her now.
Get that done.
Baby beets coming at you.
Yeah.
When you're going to do that with your canned venison, one of my aunts used to do it all the time, and she'd always put a cube of beef tallow or beef suet in the jar. And that would stay in there, and some of the flavors of the beef draw into the venison. And my brother worked for my uncle, and then sometimes they'd have that. He said, you know, of course,
suet.
As you said, yeah, suet. And he says, your meat, and that's my nickname.
Right.
So he says, meat, that makes the best doggone venison, and just take it out of the jar and dump it on noodles or whatever. And
that sounds like some man food. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
All right, we're having too much fun here. We might want to do another hour since we got Tim here and we got all this meat. Brian, can you run out and get some beer for us? No, we got to head to deer camp. Anyway, today's man law. Women love men of action. Something about a confident and purposeful man can be extremely attractive to women. Your confidence is conveyed through your posture, and walking is no different. She can get a sense of your confidence through your body language. Whether you slouch your shoulders or you look down at the floor, these will lead her to form a general impression of you. Men, walk with purpose.
Like a buck in the rut.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they have their head down quite a bit, so I don't know.
With a purpose.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah. We have my friend Ted owns this property. It's in a family trust, so it's not mine, but I treat it like mine because I'm kind of the one who hunts it and takes care of it, right? And we just had a logger come in and take out 55 beech.
Wow.
Big, big beech.
Son of a beech.
Son of a beech.
Yeah. These were the parent beeches.
Whatever. Partridge in a beech tree.
Right.
And that really changed the whole pattern of the place up there. So I'm learning now what the deer did. And across the road, some builders from Rockford own a couple hundred across from us. They took out 50 acres of pine. So I've got this big strip of, I mean, clear cut, gone, where they cross between our two properties. So the cameras are coming in really handy because I'm seeing how they've changed, and it actually changed to our advantage. So I think having I don't know. I love, this is my favorite time of the year. Can you right. tell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this time of year.
And Tim brought us all kinds. Look, we've got hillbilly jerky. We got some medium sticks with cheese. And we're going to have be all set to take up to deer camp
today. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. But coming up next, we might wag your goo with some Wagyu. Stick with us. We'll be back.